with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I got some damn good IPA right here in my hand, brother. It's Saturday morning, and I hope you're having as good a time as I am, because anytime Barbecue Bob arranged to have a brewer in the studio, I think the show just goes a little bit better. And this is a special guy because he's our chili partner, right? I haven't boasted yet, so now's the time, right, Bob? We were doing the Ate a Chili cook-off.
Don't hold off.
Okay. We might have won it twice and came in second or third time. This is the fourth time. It's going to be a charm. We're going to be the only three-time winner because we can only do that. But anyway, I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Hey, if you've never been to our website, it's thegrillinguys.com. And check it out because there's recipes. You can listen to any show that we've ever played. Let's say you did, your friend was a guest or you were a guest. You can go right to the menu and pull up all the old broadcasts.
A couple weeks ago, it was biscuits and gravy. You got to listen to that one again. I tried that recipe.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Heart attack on a
From
plate.
Dick Guider?
Oh, yeah.
Did you try?
Oh, my. Yeah, I did.
So anyway,
dude,
what
so
else?
So good. So good.
Back on the trail here. The other things on the site, the top right side, you'll see a headset, and you can click on that icon, and we will send the podcast right to your smart device. So good little things to have there. There's a column on the right with all of our sponsors. And I'm sure Gravel Bottom is going to have an icon on there pretty soon. And it'll take you right to their website. And if they have any specials running, you'll get them, like the Thermal Pen or things right. like that. Henry Rifles, good time for a Henry. Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
Click on the Henry icon, and you'll go right to Henry Repeating Arms, and you'll see the latest specials. Buy one of those babies for your better half. So anyway, let's talk about turkey on the grill, Jop.
Yeah, Bob, the spatchcock is one of the methods that a lot of people like to do on the grill. Why don't you explain to the listeners what that exactly is? Because it's not necessarily a technical term, but it's just a technique.
You want to hear it from me or Cliff Clavin?
Cliff.
Well, your spatchcock there is what you do with a turkey that has no spine, like a politician.
There we go.
So
it's going to be salty then,
so
too,
So you take some poultry shears and you go up the back and you cut the spine out. And you take as many ribs out as you can, and you open that baby up. And it's really easy to do. It's a wonderful way, especially if you're going to throw it on the grill, because you can put it on the grill at a very low heat. You can throw a little smoke to it and literally grill a turkey. So what I do with that is I'll cut the spine out and any ribs that are easy and any bones that are protruding and just clean it up real nice. I'll flip it over skin side down, and so that the exposed meat is up. I keep looking around this Christmas wreath.
No, I'm good.
I can't even see you. But
it's okay, I got this through the microphone here. I got this little scope right on your forehead.
Yeah. I know, and there's a red dot.
Right.
Anyway, so then I'll put some oil on the turkey, and I'll put whatever herbs or whatever. If I'm going to grill it, I'm going to do like maybe throw some herbs under the skin, because the grill will burn them anyway. But, a simple poultry rub works really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But so that exposed meat, put some EVO on it. I'm going to go with maybe a garlic EVO because that's my default.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
And then I'm going to put it on really low heat, and I'm going to grill it for about 25 minutes, skin up. And I do it skin up because when that thing starts heating up, the fat from that turkey wants to melt and run down through the meat. And I'd rather have it do that than simply burn off on the grate being there first.
Okay, so your skin up, you get it started to cook on the meat side down, and then are you going to flip it to crisp up the skin?
So
is that what you're doing?
Like a big spatula or a couple of pairs of tongs. It's a mm-hmm. big flip if it's a good sized bird.
Right.
And then I'm going to put it skin side down, and then once I get a nice sear on the whole thing, I'm going to try and arrange my grill so that I can put it over into a more indirect fashion
okay.
and put it to the side and just let it finish off.
Almost like an oven.
Yeah, for like an hour.
And you're going to use your thermopen or what other digital thermometer that you have, and you're going to take it to what temperature?
I'm going to find like a hip socket. I'm going to go deep in where it's hardest to cook, and I'm going to get it to 165. If it's a fresh, local-grown turkey, you know, you can go to 155, 160. But if it's anything commercial, you got to go at least a $1.65.
Yeah.
You don't want to go too much over, though.
Right. It's going to dry out.
The breast will dry out.
Right. Exactly. But this spatchcock method is really nice because it allows the bird to cook evenly, more evenly than it does when it's left in like maybe a beer can application where in a beer can, it's sitting upright on a holder. And I use beer can loosely. I would cook with beer all day long. But there's also you can use fruit juices and fruit juice concentrates and things to create a nice flavor profile when you use the beer can, right? But that bird is sitting up, tail down, legs down, breast up, and you need a little bit taller grill for a turkey. But if you can get that in there, that's another great way to grill it. Again, you want to do that on an indirect heat because if you use it on the direct over the top of the burner, you're going to burn the bottom of the bird and those two thighs and legs before the breast gets done. So you put that over on the side. And there again, that's kind of a cool presentation doing it with a beer can.
But you can do the same thing in a smoker.
Right.
So now if you have an egg, like you have an extra large big green egg or like your big smoker.
Yep.
I think you got both those from me, didn't you? Yeah. Well, anyway.
I'm telling you.
So Matt, if you're lucky like
Man, I'm
Jop,
almost out of beer. Can you chime in here? I'm tired of listening to this
If you're lucky
crap.
Like Jop
There's more beer.
And you have a great device to smoke on, seriously, if you have a smoker, I think smoked turkey is probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can control the temperature. You're not in any hurry. When you're grilling it and it's spatchcock, you know, you got to really be on your game because – it might catch fire. It might overburn. It might over, you know.
So talk to me about the smoking process and the skin on the turkey because I've only smoked a handful of turkeys. And when I got done, I was disappointed with the texture of the skin on the turkey. So I'm doing something wrong because
cooking it too low of a heat.
It doesn't get crispy. It's just rubbery. And then you end up peeling it off and throwing it away and all the aromatics and the oil that you put on the outside is gone.
Well, when your meat temperature gets up to about 150, you want to jack up your heat chamber to 350, 400 degrees if your smoker will get to
load
that temperature.
Load some more coal is what you're saying.
You just got to open it up and let it rip and get a high temp finish on it. And then bring it up to a high temperature until you get those joints at 165.
Right. And you keep going back to the joint, but that's the deepest part of the bird, right?
Yeah.
And the worst thing you can do as a host, and generally everybody's got family over during Thanksgiving, and if you're cooking the turkey, the worst thing you can do is open up that hip joint and there's blood coming out of there because it's done, okay, but it's just not done enough that people are going to be grossed out and they're going to like be hesitant to eat what otherwise would be a fabulous turkey off your smoker. So just make sure you get down in there with that thermopen or whatever particular thermometer you have and get that temperature up there because once it's at 165, that'll all go away.
Let's quick segue off to Matt here. You've got a new tap room opening up.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got, Ada's under a big redevelopment
now. When do you open?
And we're looking to open up a new facility within Ada. It's about 2,500 square feet, pretty much similar to what we have today, but we're going to upgrade a lot of our equipment. We're going to be able to do some even more styles and play around with some more of our creativity.
And you'll have some food?
Yep, we'll have a little bit of food there, not a whole lot, some small
Great.
Plates
nice.
And some quick sandwiches. And
what's the date you're opening?
We're targeting for mid-February.
Awesome. That's something to put on your calendar.
Coming up next, we're going to talk with Chef Bob Schultz. You've heard him co-host with me when Barbecue Bob's been on sabbatical. And this guy is the turkey scientist. And you're not going to want to miss this because he'll give you all kinds of tips and techniques. Stick with us. We'll be back. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl.